So what about the other reactors? There's a reactor that's coming online now. They're starting to sell it. It's a high-temperature gas reactor. It can't melt down, but it's really big and bulky. That's part of the safety, and nobody thinks it's going to ever get cheaper than the reactors that we have. The ones that use waste as fuel are really cool ideas, but the truth is we don't actually know how to do that yet. There's some risk that you actually will make more waste, and most people think that if you're including that waste part of the process, it's just going to make the whole machine a lot more expensive. It's just adding another complicated step. And the truth is that there's real questions about how much of that we're going to do. I mean, we went to India and asked about the nuclear program. The government said before Paris climate talks that they were going to do something like 30 new nuclear plants. But when we got there and we interviewed people and we even looked at the internal documents, they're now saying they're going to do about 5. And in most of the world, especially the rich world, they're not talking about building new reactors. We're actually talking about taking reactors down before their lifetimes are over. Germany's actually pressuring its neighbors to do that. I mentioned the United States. We could lose half of our reactors over the next 15 years, which would wipe out 40% of the emissions reductions we're supposed to get under the Clean Power Plan. And of course, in Japan, they took all their nuclear plants offline, replaced them with coal, natural gas, oil burning, and they're only expected to bring online about a third to two-thirds.